Right before the Torah begins describing the redemptive process of Hashem revealing Himself to Moshe and sending him back down to Mitzrayim, the Torah describes how the situation got even worse in Mitzrayim for the Jews in the beginning of the end of the second parak of Sefer Shmos. And the Torah begins by describing the death of Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Vayihi vayomim harabim ha'heim vayomos Melech Mitzrayim. The Paro, king of Mitzrayim, dies. Now what one would have expected at that point is after the death of somebody who had caused the Jewish people all of the troubles that they've had at that time and the harsh slavery, they should have rejoiced. And instead the Torah says almost counterintuitively, Vayeyonchu v'nei Yisrael min ha'avodah. The Jewish people groaned from their difficult labor, Vayizaku, and they cried out to Hashem, and their cries rose up to Hashem. Why are they crying upon the death of the king of Mitzrayim? That should have been reason for celebration. So Rashi here already quotes a Medrash that because of this difficulty, the Chazal say in the Gemara that Paro didn't actually die. The concept of Ayomas Melech Mitzrayim is that he had Saras. Not leprosy, which is not really what it is. He was afflicted with Saras. And one of the four people the Gemara says is considered kemes, considered as somebody who has died. And in order to try to cure himself, he used to slaughter the Jewish babies and bathe himself in their blood. And therefore, as a result of his having saras, quote, vayomas, his death, and the extra burden that he put upon the Jewish people in slaughtering their children, that's why they cried out to Hashem. So the Ramban comments on this, and the Ramban says, as far as the Medrash goes, very nice, emes la'amito, as we've seen before. But as far as pshat goes, the Ramban says, pshat would be as follows. The king of Mitzrayim actually dies. Whenever a person is enslaved, there's a glimmer of hope. He's holding on to a possibility, maybe when this person will leave power, then things will finally change. When the king of Mitzrayim dies, says the Ramban, and he was replaced instead by somebody even far worse than what they had from the original Paro, at that point, Kashiro Shemes HaMelech, Heyonchu Me'od, Mimloich Adam Chanaf Mashiach Min Arishon. They groan from the ability of now a new Paro who's even worse than the first, Ki Omra Ova Tikvaseinu. Now our hope is gone. So Ramban with his insight says, whenever a person is in a difficult situation, but there's always hope, there's always a possibility, this situation will end. Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, when the king of Mitzrayim dies and he's replaced, or the possibility of now being even worse, and that hope is dashed and it's not going to get better, so then they let out a groan and their cries rise up to Hashem. That, says the Ramban, is the pshat as to why they, after his death, it doesn't get any better, but in fact they cry out. Then the Ramban addresses an issue as to why do we have all of these cries? We have the Pasuk describes Vayeyonchu v'nei Yisrael, and then the Torah says Vayizaku, and then Hashem seems to respond to these cries, Vatal shavasam elo elokim, Vayishma elokim es nakasam. He hears their cries, he remembers the bris of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Vayar elokim es b'nei Yisrael. He looks, he sees them. The Ramban asks, why does this address the Geula? The Geula was already preordained from the time of Avram. After 400 years, they were going to be strangers, and he was going to redeem them. Why do we need their cries? Why do we need Hashem to hear and to see and to remember when the time is up, it's time to be redeemed? Why did the Torah be marach? Why do we have such a lengthy explanation of other reasons why it seems that Hashem found it time to redeem the Jewish people? And here the Ramban says that despite the fact that the promise had been given, there were various reasons given why Hashem decided to redeem the Jewish people, even though it already had been promised. Even though the time had already been completed that was decreed that they should be enslaved, they weren't fit. It wasn't appropriate. They had no merit with which to be redeemed, as he quotes the pasuk from Yechezkel. They were naked and bare. They didn't have the merits to go. And therefore, even though the time was up, says the Ramban, they didn't have any right to go out. And therefore, says the Ramban, only because the Jewish people cried out in tefillah, cried out in prayer, Hashem accepted their tefillah with His mercy, berachamim, and redeemed them. The promise had been up, the time had been given. But if they didn't merit to leave, they weren't going to leave anyway, and therefore it was only their tefillah at that point that Hashem accepted the berachamim that allowed them to be redeemed from this geula. Is always a lesson for all of our goals that we're in right now. Even though the time was up, the Ramban says, in Mitzrayim, the promise had been given to Avram was only through their tefillah, only through their tzakah, that Hashem listened and was mekabel berachamim their tefillah and began the redemptive process, which is the very next pasuk of Moshe Hayaroyah Tzon Yisrael, which began the process of going back to Mitzrayim and taking them out of their shibud.